man, we can't afford to have them slide any further. I mean, we always have the summer slide, but this is the COVID slide, and we don't know where some of these students are until we sit them down in a classroom or, you know, face-to-face or across the line, and we give them a test, and we evaluate what they should know and where they're really at.
Can I keep you for another, like, 10 minutes?
Sure,
whole bunch more that I got to get to. Scott Hammond joining us, a state senator for Nevada District 18. And I want to, in our next segment, I want to get further into this whole thing of sending kids to school. CDC is now recommending that schools should fully open. What is so different about the Clark County School District? I'll ask that question of Scott Hammond coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay with us. More to come as we continue. It is Monday, brand new week. Don't forget the governor, a half hour from now, will be speaking to the state. We'll get to that on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Channel 431, as we take a look at the traffic cams here, we do have a crash on Charleston. That's at the 215 southbound interchange there on the right shoulder. No restrictions as you work your way through the middle of town there at the Spaghetti Bowl on the 95 west up to Summerlin and the 515 east down to Henderson. Moderate flows as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, mainly between Sunset and Sahara. You're close to freeway speeds through there. Heavy volumes though on the Beltway. 215 east at St. Rose and west 215 at Green Valley. And remember the road work there with lane restrictions, Charleston at Lamb.
World famous Las Vegas Strip Pick and Loans presents the Sports Flash driven by Jeep on KMZQ. The NHL season set to get underway this week. The Golden Knights battling in round robin competition for one of the top four spots. They'll take on the Stars on Monday night, August the 3rd. It's a 3:30 Pacific start. On Thursday the 6th, the Golden Knights take on the Blues. Then on Saturday the 8th, they battle the Avalanche.
Ground ball to the right side. Gets through base. LeCastro will score from second. On his way to third base will be Nick Ahmed, and the Diamondbacks have a two-run lead here, 4-2 in the ninth inning.
Diamondbacks radio with the call, 4-3 the final over San Diego on Sunday. The D-backs put up two in the eighth and two in the ninth. Zach Gallen got the win. Six strikeouts, one earned run, two hits in four full. The Padres wasting a solid effort from starter Garrett Richards. Blue Emu promises no chill, no burn, no odor, just what you need to soothe tired muscles and joints. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670, talk radio done right.
Indeed knows you've got big goals for your business, and we understand hiring is a crucial part of that. You need to hire people who will make a real impact. Indeed can help you find those important hires faster while paying only for what you need without any long-term contracts, thanks to our super flexible payment options. Start finding your important hire today with a free $75 credit for your first job post and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, save that bee. We need him.
Did you know pollinators are more than just honeybees? Did you know 1 in 3 bites of food is made possible by pollinators? That's why Prairie View A&M Cooperative Extension is prepping for pollinators this summer. Identify your backyard pollinators. Take photos and plant the flowers that help them thrive. Visit agnearme.com. That's agnearme.com to download our pollinator prep guide today. Let's get prepping.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer. Less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
State Senator Scott Hammond joining us from Nevada 18. And we're trying to sort through this whole education thing, which to me is dumbfounding. You've got the CDC, the smartest people, the scientists, all saying that, in fact, recommending that schools should fully open on time, and yet we have the Clark County School District that says, no, we're going to open on August 24th, but we're going to do distance learning, which clearly did not work in the last quarter of just the fact that you had 100 or what was it? It was 300,000, so it would have been 100,000 kids that didn't even open their Chromebook. I heard them out in my neighborhood. This makes no sense. My question is, how can the CDC see it one way and the Clark County School District see it another way? What's different?
Well, two things, actually, that come to mind. One is, during that special session, we asked the superintendent, what's the one thing you definitely need to have in order to open up full-time? And we asked him, is it something that talks about liability? Something that allows you to open up without having to worry about opening yourselves up to liability. And he absolutely said yes. We needed that definition of liability so that people couldn't come in and then sue the school district afterwards. And we didn't do it. That is something we did not deliver to the school district for them to open up. Now, I'm not saying they couldn't have opened up without it. I'm just saying that that was something that needed to be done. We could have done it. We didn't do it. There was something that the governor told me in that phone conversation, and you asked me, you know, a couple months ago, what it is that the governor said to you. And there's two things that he said we're going to do in a special session: fix the budget and come up with a definition for liability for businesses, for schools, for everybody who needed it. Now, I know they've done it at the federal level, but we could have done it here and we didn't do it. That's one. Number two, my worry is, you know, that, you know, because we're still in phase two, the school district is kind of trying to figure out some way to do this and still keep it open. They couldn't figure it out. Now, I don't think that we should be in phase two when it comes to schools. The CDC seems to be, you know, from the very beginning, we kept talking about science and data, and the CDC is, you know, the trusted source, and they're telling us that there's no reason why the young kids should not be in school. It doesn't affect them in the same way, right? Now, of course, I'm going to get a lot of people who are very upset with me for saying something like that, but why? Because it's the truth. If you want some normalcy, if you want the economy to come back, if you want the kids to learn, if you want all these things to happen, then trust what the experts are telling you. Trust the data. The data says kids should go back to school. That's it. They should go back to school.
As a guy that spent a lot of time in the classroom, I want to ask you, 2 weeks of training, is that going to teach teachers how to teach distance learning?
That's not enough time. No, not enough time at all. So you're going to get a lot of kids who are not going to learn. It's going to happen. I mean, just out of statistics alone, there's just going to be a lot of kids who just don't learn that way. And so you have to hit them in their sweet spot, and you have to be able to see them, talk to them. Some of them are going to learn online. It's going to be fabulous. It's going to be wonderful. They're going to be able to move faster, slower, whatever they need. But a lot of kids are not. And so you want to make sure you hit them in their sweet spot. You want to teach them where they learn. And so my worry is that they won't. But here's my thing. I don't know why we would try it. And for those of you who are out there and wondering, you know, the distance education, can we get enough Chromebooks? Well, we might be able to get enough tablets, Chromebooks, whatever. But then the issue really becomes, how do you get them to the Internet? That's where we're having a difficult time as well. So a lot of these kids are out there. They have a Chromebook. They have a tablet. But they don't have access to the Internet. And so that's going to be a major stumbling block. And I hope we overcome that. But that is another concern out there.
And by the way, correct me if I'm wrong, these Chromebooks aren't free. The hotspots that allow kids that don't have good Wi-Fi to have Wi-Fi, they're not free, I don't think. I mean, is anybody offering up this stuff?
In some cases, yes. And I know that they've tried some other things that have been handled in other jurisdictions, putting the Wi-Fi on a bus and moving the bus around so people have more access to it. But no, we need to come up with more ways to delivering this. It's not free. The Chromebooks certainly are not free. We ordered so many that they're on back order. A lot of school districts are ordering them. They just can't produce enough of them in time. So, that's going to be a concern. But again, the Wi-Fi to me is the biggest concern. Having access is a big concern, and it's a great equalizer. And I'm afraid that some people just won't have the same equality.
And I know that people have a lot of questions. They have tons of questions about what's going on in our government, what's going on with Dieter. You going to have another town hall anytime soon?
We're trying to get something going for next week, a week from today. Hopefully I'll be able to give more information. It'll be in the middle of the session. If we're up there, I don't see us being done within, 2 or 3 days. It would be wonderful if we were. But as you noted, and as I told people, I'm just not confident that this is going to be laser focused, and especially with something like this where we're talking about some policy issues that have really long-lasting ramifications, you want to make sure you take your time and talk through it. So I'll probably be up in Carson City and try and organize something so that folks can ask questions about what's going on.
I think that's great. Scott, always good, man. Thanks so much. Thanks for all you do. And I know you do a lot for folks in District 18, but you do stuff for folks all across the state. Thank you so much, my friend. You be safe going up to Carson, and we'll talk with you when we get back.
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for the time to be on, and good luck to everybody out there.
There you go. Scott Hammond joining us, the state senator from District 18. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
No sports, no Broadway, more radio.
And that's how it should be.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What the Market Protection Action Plan does is make sure that we have what we call the core and explore philosophy built in your plan.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on proper risk protection in the midst of COVID-19. Grow your money, build protection, and create lifetime income in retirement with Coach Pete and the team. Call for a no-cost consultation and for the next 10 free of charge Coach Pete's 7 Financial Blind Spots box set. We're helping our neighbors. 888-919-3119, 888-919-3119, or text Coach to 21000, Coach to 21000.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Sun Country Heating and Cooling is a premiered certified independent trained dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency trained systems than any trained dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. When it's 110 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun Country Heating and Cooling for fast service. 702-617-8159. That's 702-617-8159.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI for facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. 221-1942. Call today.
Yo, it's Mike P. And the next time you in your car and the police hit you with this, there is no need to fear. Tickets Be Gone is here. Call them right now at 702-703-3300. Traffic tickets, warrants, DUI, criminal cases, all starting at $25. When the police hit you with the... There's no need to fear. Tickets Be Gone LV is here. Call them at 702-703-3300 and make sure you tell them Mike P sent you.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you, start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
Now I'm, trying to get better, stronger than ever.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Yeah. There is a growing feeling out there, and I think it's perpetuated by the fake news media and some of the polling that you've seen, that the president is in serious trouble. One guy who agrees with that is a Republican. He is Ted Cruz. And I want you to hear why he is very concerned about Texas, his home state, and keeping Texas red. This is Ted Cruz from the weekend. Here it is.
If you look at what's happening nationally, there are two broad demographic trends going on nationally. Blue-collar workers, union members, are moving right, and that's moving Midwestern states more Republican, states like Ohio and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, every one of which went for Donald Trump in 2016. But at the same time, we're seeing suburban voters, and in particular suburban women, who are moving left. And that's moving states with big suburban populations, states like Georgia and Texas and Arizona. Mm-hmm. All of them are becoming much, much more purple. And that's a real challenge because with a state like Texas, we know that New York and California are bright blue for the foreseeable future. If Texas joins them, that's the entire election. We can't let that happen.
So two things. I'm going to ask our team to put up that headline from the Dallas Morning News because we can speak to exactly what the senator is talking about. It's a headline, Suburban Women Voters Key to Democratic Revival in Texas. They'll put it up eventually. But I there it is. I want to get your idea about how you reach those suburban women. You don't just throw in the towel at this point. So what's the strategy?
Well, and it's important to mention, a lot of the media coverage suggests that what's going on in Texas is racial or ethnic, and it's based on the growing Hispanic number of voters. The data don't back that up. Many of the Hispanics in Texas are quite conservatives. Every time I've run in Texas, I've gotten well over 40% of the Hispanic vote, and that is despite running as an unapologetic conservative, fighting to secure the border, build a wall, and stop amnesty. So it's not the demographic piece on racial and ethnic lines. It's rather, I think the media have done a very good job of frightening, painting a very scary picture with suburban women of the president. And on one level, this election shouldn't be close. If you look at how extreme today's Democrats are, they're embracing socialism. Even a month ago, if I'd come on your show, Harrison, if I'd said the Democrats are going to argue for abolishing the police, you would have said, hold on there, that's a little bit crazy. And that's where they are. And given that, this election should be a slam dunk. But unfortunately, I think the media is doing a very aggressive job of trying to convince a lot of voters who may not be paying all that close attention to this election that Trump and the right are kind of scary and violent, and wouldn't it be easier going with Uncle Joe just sitting in his basement? Isn't that a simpler, calmer vision? And I got to say, given how radical and extreme the voices are that the Democratic Party's letting go in their party, I don't think it'd be calmer at all. But I think it's incumbent on us to make that case.
He makes a very compelling case, Ted Cruz does. And that gives me hope. While it's scary, I also know that Texas is a very red state. And until the votes start coming in and you start seeing this thing turning around, I don't think it's there. By the way, you'll be pleased to know that the Republicans in the Senate have come up with some form of stimulus. Again, the devil is in the details, and we're just now sorting through it, but there is $1,200 payments. I don't know if that's going to be for everybody, if it's going to be indexed. There's a whole bunch of that stuff, you know, where they promise you, there's a $1,200 payment. Then you find out that anybody making over, $40,000 doesn't get it. That would be really disappointing. Not that, by the way, I need a $1,200 payment, but I know a lot of people that financed getting their car fixed. They did. And they're going to be real disappointed if they don't get their money. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to be greedy about this thing. And people that are making what, 75 grand? I think the deal was last time 75 grand, and people really appreciated it. But I think if they start means testing this thing and what they call indexing, there are going to be a lot of people going to be really have their nose bent out of joint. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. We'll get you set for the governor. He's about, 9 minutes away, and he usually starts right on time. He does. He usually starts right on time. We'll see how he does. And by the way, our thanks to the folks at News 3 for providing us the feed from Carson City. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Uh-oh. It's summer, and there you are with an unsightly fungal infection on your fingers and toes. Embarrassing, isn't it? What will they think? What will they think? Well, now you can say bye-bye to that problem. Bye-bye Fungus is a breakthrough treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye-bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye-bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish, and above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. At the rock-bottom price of only $39.98, now is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say bye-bye, fungus. Hello, sandals.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we were talking before the break about the enthusiasm that folks in Texas have for Republicans and why I think they will dominate in November. But Ronna McDaniel, this is cut 6. She has come to the conclusion, again, this is traveling the country, that the GOP has the enthusiasm advantage 99 days away from Election Day. This was Ronna McDaniel earlier this morning.
So if you look at some of the recent polls, there's one that that grades enthusiasm out of Michigan and one that grades enthusiasm out of Arizona. 99, I laugh because you said 99 days, Steve. Mm-hmm. 99 bottles of beer on the wall came to mind. But we have 99 days until this important day. And look at Michigan. CBS poll says the enthusiasm in that state for Democrats, for Trump supporters and Biden supporters, look, they're neck and neck, 60%. If you look at Arizona, more enthusiasm for President Trump there, 74% more enthusiastic of Trump, 61% enthusiastic for Biden. What do you make of this?
I'll just say, I think the enthusiasm for the president is higher than it was in 2016. I'm traveling the country. I've seen it through our volunteers. I've seen it through our donations. I think Biden has a huge enthusiasm issue. And the other thing that I think is critical to point out about these polls is that Republicans are no longer responding to these polls. There was a Cato Institute survey that showed 62% of Americans are not going to share their political beliefs anymore because of the situation we have in this country. So I think there is an underpolled amount of Republicans that are highly enthusiastic for this president. And I'm seeing it every day as I travel the country. And I think we're going to see this on Election Day, November 3rd.
Now, I happen to agree with Ronna McDaniel because I'm one of those people. I have refused to poll. And sometimes when I poll, I will poll the opposite. I'm a big Biden fan. No, I don't think so. Don't think so. But I'll do that for the pollers, for the pollsters. Oh, absolutely. You mean try and mislead them? Yeah. And that's why so many of these polls come out so bass-ackwards. Stick around. Governor Sisolak has a message for the state. We don't know if it's good or if it's bad, but we'll all be in it together. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is not next. It's the Govna coming up next. Stay with us.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.